Athabasca. Athabasca University was granted a brief extension beyond the August 31 deadline to respond to a draft investment management agreement, EMA, delivered by Alberta Minister of Advanced Education Dimitrios Nikolades at the end of June that essentially flew in the face of the university's near-virtual plan. In an August 31 media release, Nikolades said he and the ministry are continuing to negotiate, in good faith, and hope to soon reach an agreement with the university, at which point he will provide another update to the public. Recently, I've had the opportunity to speak with Athabasca University's Board of Directors about the institution's EMA. The board has written to request a brief extension beyond the August 31 deadline, which I am happy to grant. Since presenting the draft EMA to the Board of Directors, I've remained collaborative and flexible to ensure we have an agreement that works for our government and the institution, and provides long-term certainty to students, faculty and staff. Alberta's government believes that Athabasca University can excel in its mandate while at the same time strengthening ties to the community and driving employment, economic growth and opportunity in the region, reads the release. The advocate reached out to the Athabasca University Communications Department with specific questions about the extension via email Thursday and received a response on behalf of O Vice President of University Relations Christine Williamson later that morning. O has been extremely disappointed with the way the Athabasca advocate has treated our team members and learners, and we have not received a response to the concerns we have expressed to the publication's leadership. At this time, we are not comfortable providing a response to your inquiry and engaging with the publication. As we publicly share information about O and its programs with media, we will include you in our distribution, the email read. The next day, a further email from O Content and Media Relations Manager Brian Allery shared the response the institution has sent to other media outlets. It reads, AU's Board of Governors met on Friday, August 26 in a specially scheduled closed board meeting. The board responded to the provincial government by the August 31 deadline established by the minister. O and the ministry are committed to working together to continue discussions to find an appropriate direction forward for the benefit of our learners, our institution, our team members, the Alberta post-secondary sector, and the Athabasca Regio background following the hiring of Canadian Strategies Group by the Keep Athabasca in Athabasca University Advocacy Group to lobby the provincial government on its behalf. Minister Nikolades visited Athabasca in March along with Premier Jason Kenney and laid out three directives, presenting a deadline of June 30 for O executives to submit a plan on how the university would pull back its near-virtual plan and return staff to working on the campus in Athabasca, which now sits virtually empty. When that deadline was not met, Nikolades said he was prepared to take substantive action, which included a threat of withholding $3.45 million from the institution per month. Soon after, O Board Chair Nancy Laird was removed from the position several months before the end of her term and replaced by Byron Nelson. Several new board members with direct ties to Athabasca have also been selected. In a July 31 email, Nikolades said, through the tools available to us, we've directed to Athabasca's Board of Governors that the university must end its pursuit of the near-virtual strategy and must deliver a new strategic plan to advanced education for approval by September 30. Failure to comply will result in reductions to Athabasca's future funding. Minister Nikolades detailed key changes to the EMA for Athabasca University at that time, including three new metrics starting with the O Board of Governors was to provide direction by August 31 to O President Dr. Peter Scott to cease the near-virtual strategy and to start implementation of a new plan expanding and reinforcing AU's physical presence in the town of Athabasca. Scott decried what he called government overreach in a video that was released soon after Nikolades' announcement. Rural economic development programs are important, and while we acknowledge they have a role to play in supporting the community, we are eager to do so, but these types of programs belong elsewhere, he said. The economic health of a community can't be the responsibility of one single employer. See Zwick at athabasca.greatwest.ca.